Behold the wizardess, beware her powers, unspeakable powers. By the dim light of the dragon realm's yellow moon, the wizardess walks upon the path of Redithia in search of the terrible insular, guardian of the portal to another world, so she can acquire the one thing she's been told to look for, the seed of man, and achieve ultimate power. When suddenly, the terrible insular appears and attacks with misogyny, but the wizardess is undeterred. "Who are you, disgusting female?" asks Insular as he roars and unleashes the most sinister, self-loathing attitude. "I'm Sally Dungeon," says the wizardess, "the first of her name, Lordess of the Wasps." "Wait, don't you mean lady?" says Insular, but the wizardess is like, "No, shut up." And she conjures a swarm of 1,000 wasps. The wasps chase Insular into the faraway river of the Self-Improvement Valley. "Thanks, wasps," says the wizardess. She's so cool. She stands before the portal to another world, determined to complete her quest, ready to face whatever awaits her on the other side. Using the Seal of Solomon, she activates the gates of the portal, making them shine bright like a thunderstorm. The wind around them begins to rise. Suddenly, there's like a lot of wind and everything is hard to see. But the wizardess is undeterred. She's definitely undeterred. The gates finally open to reveal. Wow. What? My clavicle. Sally Dungeon, sorcerer you? Come in, sorcerer you. Tiffany, I know you're there. Come in, do you read me? Guys, this better not be one of your pranks. I did it! I crossed the portal to another world. Who's the loser now? Tiffany? Why don't they answer? The seal! Holy wasps! This will take weeks to repair. How am I gonna get back now? Sally Dungeon, Magic Mission Log, Sundate 8008. The portal has transported me to what appears to be a very strange chamber full of minimalistic furniture. I crash landed, but I'm fine. The Seal of Solomon, however, is a bit broken, so I don't know how long it's gonna take me to find a way to open the portal again. Also, there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere. Oh, a human. Hello. I mean, salutations, mortal. You must be mute. No, wait, maybe he doesn't speak my tongue. Crap. Okay, where's my interdimensional dictionary when I need it? Habla inglés? Oh, you do speak English. hi, My name is Sally Dungeon, the first of her name, Lordess of the Wasps. And no, I don't mean lady. Is this your chamber? Looks pretty interesting. Oh, what am I doing here? Right. You see, I came here through a magical portal from another world called the Dragon Realm. I'm a wizardess on a quest to find a seed of man, a very valuable treasure. Word has it that any sorcerer who finds it achieves ultimate power. Yes, I am sorcerer's apprentice. Tiffany, she's my friend. She and a couple of girls dared me to come here, hence the quest. Too sad I would even be able to open the portal, but I've got the Seal of Solomon. So, tell me, peasant, where can I find this so-called seed of man? I don't quite know what it is yet, but I figure it looks like some sort of bean, doesn't it? Is it a metaphor? Maybe the real quest was inside me all along. Sorry, I know I'm disrupting your peace. I'll be on my way as soon as I know where to start looking. Actually, the girls told me I should ask a human male what the seed is. Although they were giggling for some reason. That look in your cute face says it all. You know what the seed is, don't you? Are you the guardian of such treasure? If so, then trust me, human. You don't want to have a fight with me. I have defeated many enemies. Wait, what are you doing with a tiny glowing plaque? No. Who are you calling? I won't fight you. I was kidding, I'm not a threat. Don't tell them I'm insane. No, stop. I'm not a fake sorcerer. Give me that. Give me. I'll prove to you that I have powers. Yes, and once you've seen the truth, you will have no choice but to help me. Prepare, little human, for you're about to witness a magical apparition. A swarm of 1,000 wasps! A cricket? Perhaps this world is affecting my powers. Anyway, you saw it appear, right? Do you believe me now? Good, because I need your help. Now I really have to find a seed of man, or else my powers won't be strong enough to help me get back home. So, do you know where it is? Yes, my friends were giggling when they told me to ask around. But what does that have to do with... Oh, you think you know? Wait, sperm? Yeah, I know what a sperm is. It's that thing that shoots out of your dick when you're having sex, right? I may look naive, but... they were pranking me again, weren't they? Okay, this is embarrassing. You know what? Maybe I can get help from another human. I've already taken too much of your time, so I'll just teleport my way out here and... Yeah, don't worry. Yanue Majike. Great. You did it again, Sally. You screwed up.
How did you not know they were talking about sperm since the beginning? Ugh, and the worst part is that you made a fool of yourself in front of that handsome man. This is my high school's magic fair all over again. Maybe they're right. I am a loser. It's a good thing that my teleportation spell got me far, far away from... Don't kill me! I'll give you all the wasps you want! Ah, it's you. I was supposed to be miles away from here. My powers keep failing. Maybe I do need a seed of man. I don't know. Who knows if that part of the prank was true? I'm fine. I'm not crying. You come to my world any other day, and I'm not this useless. I'm actually quite good at magic. I mean, I defeated that terrible insular peacefully, you know? My wasps didn't hurt him. They just chased him. Wanna know the worst part? During my way here, I was actually starting to feel proud of being lordess of the wasps. Or lady, whatever. They all have these cool animals. I mean, Tiffany is queen of the bears. Samantha is master of the sharks. And me, all I get are wasps. I'm not even sure they do much for the planet's ecosystem. They don't, right? They're useless insects. The Seal of Solomon is broken and I have no idea how to fix it. I'm not sure if I can open the portal with one of my own spells. You don't happen to have any extra sperm lying around in your chamber, right? Yeah, I'm serious. I think I'd like to show Tiffany that I got some. It would feel like a small win with all that's been going on. I mean, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, but... Oh! You'll do it? Thanks! That's very nice of you. Right. You have to masturbate. Okay. Do you need any help or... Oh, I mean, no. You can just... Yeah, you can just... Go to the bathroom. Yes. Get it together, Sally. This is why you're still a virgin. What? Nothing. You just go and do your thing. Actually, wait. Can I ask you something? I mean, this is gonna sound crazy, but I'm literally in another realm, so... Do you think it would be possible for me to... No, you know what? Never mind. No. Okay, I am. Do you think I could take a look at your penis? It's just that I've never seen one, and all the girls in my group have. I'm sorry, this is inappropriate. Sorry. I shouldn't have asked for that. You're already helping me enough. Oh, you'll show it to me? Okay. I'm not nervous. I'm bold and adventurous. I am a wizardess. Okay. You may show me your genitals. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I've imagined it so much, but now it's right here, 7 feet ahead of me. It's nice. Yeah, you have a nice deck. Can I? No, never mind. No, just go masturbate. Ugh, why are you so insistent? I was just gonna say if I could touch it, but that's like crazy. Like, you're not gonna say yes. Homie wasps, you said yes. Okay. I'm just gonna. I won't touch it too much. I promise. Whoa. It's warm. Huh. Oh, and it's getting hard. That's good, right? Wait, why is it getting hard? Am I doing that? Really? But I thought you had to be attractive to make someone have an erection. What do you mean I'm attractive? I'm not. I do you really think I'm attractive? Thank you. No one's ever told me that before. I think you're attractive too. Can I confess something to you? Well, quests are like an extracurricular activity at my school, so I didn't just come here because the girls told me to. I was trying to get a better grade than them. Yeah, I guess I wanted to prove that I could be better than them. It's something because they're so pretty and perfect, and I put myself in danger. I took on a terrible beast. All for a stupid grade. I know I'm one of those people that get all jumbled up and stressed about school priorities. School is hard. It's tough. And I know I have to remember that my grades or the numbers on my paper do not define who I am. I want to stop comparing myself to girls that are mean to me. I want to be more gentle with myself. So I'm gonna forget about the whole seat of man thing, and I'm gonna let myself go, like a true wizardess. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've never gotten my first kiss, and you're standing there, right in front of me, looking drop-dead gorgeous. Would you mind if I ask for one? Wow, that was amazing. I just got my first kiss. Did I do it right? Did you like it? All right, cool. Do you want to do it again? I can feel your penis getting hard. Can we go to your bed? Sure, I want to. Your tongue feels amazing. I love this. I love the way you run your hands around my back. You can touch my breasts. Actually, please do. Let me take my robe off. Wait, should I? Is it okay if I take my robe off? Okay. Okay. I'm really enjoying this, by the way. I can't believe how good this feels. Yes, yes, cut them in your hands. Wait, I need a minute, sorry. No, I don't want you to stop. I promise, I just gotta catch my breath. That's all. Okay, sorry. Let's keep going. Would you like to maybe touch me down there? I'm sorry if that's inappropriate. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, it feels so good. Yes, keep rubbing me. Please. I'm so wet. Oh, baby. Oh, whoa. You're climbing on top of me. And no, it's okay. I'm just a little nervous. Wait. Can you stop there for a bit? I need another minute. I'm sorry. Oh, right. I don't have to apologize. Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I just wanna savor this feeling. Okay. You can push it. Oh god, that's it. I keep sliding in deeper. Oh, that feels good. Yeah, really good. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yes. Start moving. So amazing. I'm so hot. Can you go? Oh, wow. A little faster, please. Yeah. So magical. Is it okay if I rest my head on your chest? Wait, what are you doing with your pack? Googling? Oh, and what are you searching for? You're handing it to me. Okay. BBC News. Okay. So much maligned, wasps perform a vital ecological role, says scientists. More than any other insect, wasps are badly in need of a change in public opinion. As well as having fascinating lives, they are extremely important in the environment, like their cherished cousins, the bees. Wait, I get it now. This plaque works like an orb. You googled the importance of wasps for me? Oh my god, thank you so much. That's like the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. Well, I think tonight as a whole is one of the nicest, most beautiful thing anyone's done for me. You are the best human I could find.